Okay. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll call the meeting to order. This is a public hearing on case number OR2025-0015. This will be for the city of Wilder, and this will be over the area of impact boundary. And with that, I'll have staff make the first presentation, followed up by Wilder's representative. Thank you. Oh, wait, I did this last time. Thank you. So we need to swear in everybody who's going to testify. So let's call out the names.
Jay Gibbons, Dan Lister, Michelle Barron, Herve Barrow, Amber Luter, Kate Dahl, Christina Garman, Candace Andreessen, George Crookham, Jacob Qualls.
If I could, everybody raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right. So let's have staff start.
Hello, all. Staff will be presenting the area of impact proposal for the city of Wilder. Once again, the Idaho State Statute 67/6526 regarding area of impact for cities within the counties was updated during the 2024 Idaho State Legislative Session. Each city was directed to work with the county jurisdiction to either establish, confirm, or modify the current area of impact based on five criteria that were put in place with the updated state statute. Canyon County has worked with each city to bring forward at a public hearing the evidence to support their requested area of impact. A deadline for compliance with the updated Idaho Code 67/6526 is December 31st, 2025. The county commissioners shall make the final decision for the areas of impact boundaries within their county. The areas of impact should be planned for growth and development and should not be used to stop growth and development that conforms with applicable plans and ordinances. Areas of impact should be based on the ability and likelihood of a city or cities to annex lands within the area of impact in the near future. The counties and cities shall review the area of impact boundaries at least every 5 years. The full Idaho State Statute 67-6526 can be found in Exhibit B1 of the staff report. The City of Wilder is requesting to reduce their existing area of impact. Per Idaho State Statute 67-6526-4A, there are five criteria that the city wishing to conform, expand, or reduce the size of the area of impact must provide evidence in support of. In the next few slides, I'll cover each of those criteria and how the City of Wilder has met each of those criteria, and the city representative can provide additional details. According to the applicant's letter of intent, Wilder anticipates residential growth to occur in the southwest area of the impact area as seen in Exhibit A1 and Exhibit B2.2 of the staff report. Wilder's current population is 1,771 and anticipates to increase the population to 2,522 residents by 2030. Commercial growth is anticipated to be centralized near highways 95 and 19. The TAS job map also identifies that location as a commercial area. A Dollar General and an onion packaging facility is under development and is anticipated to bring in additional jobs as seen in Exhibit A1 and B2.3 of the staff report. Wilder is primarily flat with minimal slopes. In the southwest corner, there is an elevation drop the city cannot service, therefore drawing in the impact boundary, and I'll get into the services shortly. The other feature the city has considered is hop fields. The city is surrounded with hop fields with 10-year leases that prevented development of the fields. Now, with the decrease in demand of those hops, those fields are being opened up for development. City of Wilder relies on Highway 19 and 95 for connectivity, as that's where the anticipated commercial areas will be located. Staff reached out to Idaho Transportation Department, Compass, and Golden Gate Highway District Number 3 on September 29th, 2025, and ITD provided comments stating ITD has the ability to require future developments to improve the highway systems to maintain the existing roads. Currently, there are no planned connectivity projects in Wilder. The city will have the east portion of the scenic byway located in the proposed area of impact. There have been two capital improvement projects to improve the city of Wilder's water, such as large-scale upgrades to the distribution system and improvements made to the backup power capacity at the city's portable water supply well, increasing the firm pumping capacity, as seen in Exhibit A2 of the staff report. For sewer, the city has landed on land application systems to treat wastewater affluent. But due to the elevation drop in the southwest corner of the current area of impact, the city will not be able to provide services below the ridge and therefore is proposing to bring in the area of impact to where Wilder can provide water and sewer.
A full political notice was sent out to agencies on August 22nd, 2025, and no comments were received from Wilder Fire District, Canyon County Sheriff's or EMS. Wilder School District provided comments on October 2nd, 2025, stating Wilder School District has space to accommodate the growth as seen in Exhibit C3 of the staff report. It's unclear if Wilder's police force and or fire department can service the anticipated growth area. However, it's anticipated that the public services district will not be negatively impacted by the proposed area of impact boundary. And you can see Exhibit C for all of the agency comments. Per State Law 67-6526, in addition to the five criteria to establish an area of impact, there are three additional requirements. In the next slides, I'll run through each of those. According to staff's analysis, the requested area of impact does not exceed the 2-mile distance from the city jurisdiction, as seen in Exhibit B2.8 of the staff report. The proposed area of impact is where the city anticipates to likely annex within the next 5 years, and it does not divide a parcel. The proposed impact area does not cross county boundary lines, nor does it overlap with a neighboring city's area of impact. Notification was required and completed by code. The agency and public comments can be seen in Exhibit C and D of the staff report. Staff is recommending approval of the proposed area of impact. Once again, the board has the following options in making a decision in regards to OR 2025-0015, Wilder's proposed area of impact. Thank you for your attention. I will now stand for questions.
Chairman, I do have a question, and it's based, you know, there's a recommendation of approving, but when we're looking at the 4A for page 6 of 9 and 7 of 9, so Arbe, can you address... It says, once funds are available, the city plans on updating the water system facility plan. And then it also references decommissioning the water storage. So what information did you get to validate that it had adequate water services? That seems a little bit in conflict to me.
Yeah, Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, based off of the information that we had, that's all going to be in Exhibit A1 and A2 of that staff report. So what's in the letter of intent is what was provided to staff.
Okay, maybe I'll have Kate address that when we go to her. And then was there any additional information on the discharge permit? Is that, it's been since 2018? For treatment and disposal land application. Is there anything else on that? And I'm looking at page 7 of 9 in the same block on the state criteria 4A4.
Commissioner Van Beek, is that in regards to the sewer?
Yes.
Commissioner, so with the discharge elimination permit that was expired in 2010, but then the DEQ had extended that to 2018, and that's what they're working off currently. And I believe once it's ready to then extend that, that's when they would do it.
Okay, but no timelines included with that on when that would be available, or it's already been 6 years?
Commissioners, not to my knowledge. Perhaps Kate can add additional information.
Okay. Thank you, Arby.
Okay. Any other questions for staff? I have not. All right, Kate, you'll have 10 minutes, or if we're really interested, we'll have you finish up on the subject you get caught on.
All right. Well, good afternoon, commissioners. Thank you for having me. Arbe did a great job of going over the information that Wilder does have. Like many of the small communities.
Mr. Chairman, sorry to interrupt. You need to state your name and address for the record, please.
Thank you. Kate Dahl, I'm a planner representing City of Wilder.
And can you make sure the green light on your microphone is on?
It is on.
Get the mic closer then. We have retired farmers who are really hard of hearing, so.
All right, well, I'll speak up. You need to repeat that again.
You're good.
Okay, where were we? Well, I just wanted to thank staff for our presentation. City of Wilder is not, we're not offering any slide deck at this time. Like many small cities in the past, we have been slow to grow. We've had infrastructure barriers that has prevented that growth. However, City of Wilder has seen pretty significant growth within the last 4 or 5 years. We have added 170 residential lots. Most of those have been in the southwest quadrant of the city. However, as stated with the water and sewer projects, one of the big impediments to growth in the City of Wilder has been the water pressure in other quadrants of the city, hence the water projects to place a booster and improve the water pressure, particularly in the southeast quadrant of the city. As far as the other infrastructure, something that City of Wilder has struggled with, their sewage in the past has been treated and discharged into the canal under the discharge permit. That has become a problem with the Food Modernization Act and downstream farmers within the area concerned about that water quality meeting the Food Modernization Act. As a result, Wilder has been on a quest for many years to try to figure out a solution to that problem. They have recently, within the last year, been able to purchase property to do land application of that treated effluent. So at this current point, although there has been planning, that is under design. The property has been acquired. The design won't be complete for approximately another year. And then we would move into construction of that phase. And at that time, we would have better numbers. So where was I? Okay, so that's just a brief synopsis on that. As Arbe said, yes, there's the rim that overlooks down into Homedale. Obviously, we do not see any development within that area, and that's why the area of impact boundary was pulled up. We do have, Wilder is known for its hops. That area has a lot of hops. A lot of those leases were in 10-year leases. Some of those are starting to come out. Frankly, we don't really know what to expect. Some of those could come under, you know, be interested in development, depending upon how that market goes. We don't know if there is hops fields contiguous to the city boundary at this point. The only other thing I wanted to mention is the city is just starting their comprehensive planning process, and so we don't obviously have as much data or information as some of the larger cities that are farther along in the planning process. The area of impact boundary that we are proposing today has been reviewed by our Planning and Zoning Commission. They did recommend approval. The City Council reviewed the area of impact boundary last night. They also approved it in preparation for today's meeting. We do recognize, Wilder recognizes they are a very agricultural community. It's the basis of their culture, heritage, and most of their economic development. And that's certainly something that they want to protect into the future. And with that, I will stand for any further questions.
Okay.
Chairman, I have a question, and it's the same question I asked Caldwell. So your proposed increase or your area of impact is 3,133 acres approximately. Is that right? Can you just confirm that?
That's correct.
Okay. And then is there, in the staff report, it says that you don't have an area of impact. Is that true around the whole city that's greater than a half mile?
I don't know if that's true or not.
Okay. No problem.
Don't have great mapping capabilities at the city, so.
Yeah. And then
the county for some of that data.
No problem. Can you speak to the question that that got deferred to you on the funding for the completion? Can you talk about that?
Wastewater report. Yes. The city had applied for a grant. They did not receive approval for that grant, so they're going to apply again next year.
Okay. And I had you confirm the number of acres. What was the previous amount of acres in your area of impact? How much are you shrinking that by?
Answer that question.
Okay, no problem.
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, we do have that information if you would like it.
Yes, thank you.
So, City of Wilder's proposed area of impact in their city limits is going to be 510 acres. Their current area of impact has 7,714 acres. Their proposed area of impact will decrease it down to 3,643 acres, making that difference 4,071 acres that they would be removing outside of their area of impact.
Thank you, Arbe.
Okay. Does that area of impact number include city limits?
Yeah. It does.
That'd be inclusive. All right.
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman. Thanks, Kate.
Kate, going east, it looks like you guys go out there quite a ways compared to some of the other areas. Do you know what the City Fathers' logic was in that? Were they encompassing just the hop ground, or do you know?
I think the main impetus is the transportation network.
Is it transportation? Okay.
I-19 Peckham Road and the rail corridor right there.
I see. All right. And going to the northwest, does this area encompass any of the proposed or theoretical new drain field at their lagoon, storage lagoons that they're going to have?
Yes, it does. Arbe, if you could go to the map the future land use map that was provided.
It's loading. I see. Does anybody else have any other questions while we're waiting?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Van Beek?
I'm good for now, Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. But just for now.
Just for now.
Just for now.
Chairman, I guess I will ask a question based on what you've talked about already, which is that east portion from Lower Pleasant up to Red Top Road and Travis Road. So are there plans for any, what is planned for that? What does the city have in mind for that area?
Well, like I said, we're just starting our comprehensive planning process. And so we're just starting our comprehensive plan process. And so we don't have any details on that at this point.
It's not going to load.
We're going to try it.
Try a different laptop.
That thing AI for that, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been one of those days. And of course, the port you need is always on the opposite side of where the court originates. Thank you. There you go.
Thank you. It is the approximate 80-acre parcel that is...
Can you just get up and the pointers don't work well?
It is right there.
Okay.
It's currently not, as you can see, it's currently not within city limits. There is plans to annex it at some point in the future.
We can't hear her at all.
Okay. How about now?
Yeah, that works.
There's two green lights.
Well, there.
In case you didn't realize it. Sorry. The shaded approximately 80 acres right here shown in gray that's contiguous by a corner to the city boundary is where the new land application site is to be located.
And they bought that. It's not theoretical.
Yes. They've bought it. It's under design.
Okay. All right. Okay. Any other questions?
I don't have any, I don't think.
All right. Super. Okay. Let's have public input, and then you can have a rebuttal at the end.
Christina Garman.
Hi, Christina. If you just state your name and address, please. Get the mic real close.
My name is Christina Garman. I live at 26117 Lower Pleasant Ridge Road, Wilder, Idaho. We also have a wedding venue at 26115 Lower Pleasant Ridge Road. And I did write out a statement that I'm going to read from. Good afternoon, commissioners. I just told you my name and address, and it is just south down 95 of Wilder and is currently in the area of impact. My property will be on the outside of that after this. Our family's connection to this land goes back. We were the very first Cannon County homestead. We're now, my daughters are the sixth generation to live on that property. So there is a long Garmin history out there. There's been a history of farming, livestock, farmers markets, gardens, fruit trees, all sorts of agriculture out there. We've definitely helped build what became Wilder and Homedale today. So that land right now that is surrounding us does remain as productive hop fields, corn, and irrigated farmland. Much of it still supporting Cannon County's seed and hops industry that we have now. Wilder's proposed area of impact, although shrinking, is still would expand the city from 510 acres to more than 3,600 acres, over seven times its current size. I would like to add from Kate's testimony that they are not prepared for that. They don't have the resources. They don't have the information. So that is concerning me, and makes my writing much happier on this. The Idaho code currently limits an AOI to be very likely to be annexed within 5 years. With no record of population projections, what people plan to do with their properties, whether they want to develop them into subdivisions, yada, yada. There's no five-year service plan to support it. They're still trying to fund the current water situation. So without population and growth data, this board really cannot evaluate whether utilities, transportation, or emergency services will be adequate within the 5 years as required. Commissioner Holton, that was one of your rules that you talked about was, you know, things have to be planned for and implemented within 5 years. Idaho's Local Land Use Planning Act outlines why we plan at all, and that is to ensure that the facilities and services are provided at a reasonable cost to protect the local economies and encourage protection of prime agricultural lands and the economic benefits they provide. Garmin Hill represents those goals in living form. Our land and the surrounding farms are not vacant or idle. They are productive, tax-positive operations that fund county services while keeping Wilder's rural character alive. Garmin Hill is an example of still supporting agriculture, still promoting that lifestyle, while also being able to provide other communities resources. Expanding the AOI to include these acres, which is 7 times more than the current city limits, implies that they'll urbanize within 5 years, which would sacrifice functioning farmland and diminish the very economy that really this law is meant to protect. Wilder's history and identity are rooted in agriculture, from the hops that blanket our valley to the seed crops that reach markets worldwide. Farming is what sustains this region. Wilder is very well known for the agriculture in general. Allowing large tracts of viable farmland into the AOI without clear evidence of annexation or service needs risks replacing self-sustaining agricultural enterprises with subdivisions that require permanent infrastructure upkeep. We recognize that there are developers who often pay to extend the water and the sewer and the roads initially, but once those systems are dedicated, taxpayers maintain them forever, pumps, mains, pavement included. Without population forecasts and fiscal modeling, there is no way to ensure that the city can maintain those systems without raising taxes, which does conflict with Code 67-6502B's requirement that services be provided.
Okay, finish it up because you're way past it and we've had packaged.
I'm sorry, the Caldwell took most of your time. Wilder's just here to provide our voice.
Whoa. I'm not in a debate.
Okay. The county's comprehensive plan calls for preserving prime soils and directing growth to areas where infrastructure already exists. The boundary.
In one sentence, finish it, please.
Plan in smaller, manageable increments, allowing for research about available resources and population growth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a question. I just have a comment. I'm not sure where the individual that just testified got our numbers, but the area of impact outside of city limits is barely larger than the area inside city limits. It's not 7 times, so we need to clear that up on the record.
And for the record, in the document, they have population projections, so
under the proposed map that's on the screen, they're almost the same.
I'm just making that point because everybody's entitled to their opinion. No rebuttal. No, you made the comment, and I showed you in my packet that there are projections. So with that, is there any other questions for her?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, just a comment. I know it's difficult to understand how the state statute is supposed to be applied, but if we look at the map, there's a lot of assumption that some of these areas are expanding because there's a comparison of the city limits versus the area of impact, but the statement that it's expanding is not correct. I mean, I'll take help from staff if I'm not presenting this correctly. But I asked specifically at the beginning for the amount of acres in the area of impact. There's a reduction of 4,000, over 4,000 acres with this proposal by the city of Wilder. So, again, we want to patiently and work through it methodically so that people understand what it is we are talking about and not talking about. So we're not talking about expanding the area of impact for the city of Wilder. It's actually a reduction, and I'm belaboring the point, but there's a reason. It's because there's a misunderstanding of what it is that's transpiring within the staff report and the presentation by the city.
Mr. Chairman, I need to correct my statement and probably apologize. I don't know what the number is. I misread this this map, but it So I messed up on that. I read this map to be the pink as in the city limits, and it's actually the gray. But as Commissioner Van Beek stated, the area of impact as proposed is shrinking. So my apologies for that.
Christina, would you have an opinion of what you would feel is a reasonable reduction?
Yes. Thank you for allowing me. My request is to deny the current, even though it is a reduction, it was a very large area of impact, which was unreasonable to originally. So my request is to reduce it back to the current city limits, and to be consistent just with the fact that you are there, the area is farmland. That is the concern, is to be able to control the growth and the plans for that and to have a complete understanding of how that's going to impact the community. So I just don't hear or see the documentation or the planning for that.
Okay. So pull it back to the city limits.
I think it's smart to take your communities and build them stronger within you than spreading. So that would be less expensive. It's economic. It keeps people within a certain area of service, which helps police, you know, city water, everything. So to me, Wilder still has space within its certain limits that it can grow and expand and do it at a pace that is within their resources.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for the chance.
You're welcome.
And Chairman, I would, if I understand this correctly, and I toured that, my husband was in crop protection, so we would drive out to this area, but still large-scale diversified ag in this area. Is that correct? Was there an observation? Did we go out and look at the area? I know there is a lot of hop fields, and there are a couple of hop operations out there.
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, in other cases that I've done site visits for, when I passed through Wilder, it does appear to be mainly farmland, agriculture, and hops. I did not do a site visit specifically for this case.
Thank you, Arbe.
All right. Who's next?
Candace Andreessen.
State your name and address, please.
Candace Andreessen, 27200 Middle Road, Wilder. So currently, the current area of impact that is going backwards, thankfully, is currently right on my north property line. The area that they are continuing to want to do is stay at Lower Pleasant. Lower Pleasant is down below that rim. The city of Wilder needs to stay, and I totally agree with you, within the city limits. They've had 6 years to try to get their wastewater done, get the sewer done. They cannot provide that. My concern is what groundwater studies have been done. I owned property off of Penny Lane, and when people began to build around me, my well water dropped. We had to drill our well deeper. Currently, the houses that were built down in the southwest corner have now affected my well off of Middle Road. The aquifer isn't there. The infrastructure isn't there. It's already a nightmare trying to get off of Highway 19 and onto 95. I can't imagine with another 1,000 people out there. The area of impact needs to move back to the city limits. It's just what is needed, the resources, the geographical resources, the infrastructure, it is just not available. It's not feasible. The entire Treasure Valley is landlocked by mountains on one side, by water on the other, and by lava flow. It's just we've built as much as we can build with the resources we have available in this valley. And I'm really concerned that Wilder still wants to keep their area of impact down at Lower Pleasant. You're off a rim. I went through and I read all the statements. They cannot get that sewer. They can't provide water. They can't provide fire hydrants, no fire protection. My fire insurance is ridiculous because I don't have a fire hydrant. You're not going to get it on Lower Pleasant either. They need to really stay within the city limits and build that up first. There's a lot of empty area in there that they could improve way before they continue to try to expand.
Questions?
I don't. Thank you for being here today.
No problem.
Thank you.
George Crookham.
Good George Crookham, 22604 Ara Vista Way, Caldwell. I'm here representing myself and Crookham Company. We have land out in Wilder. This is going to be very brief because I would just repeat everything that Chris has said. Thank you, Commissioner Brooks, for catching that oversight. I agree pulling it back to the current city limits because that still is seven times larger than what they're proposing. Other thing I'd like to state is that landowners do not decide rezoning or land use. Elected officials do. That's all I have.
Any questions?
No, Mr. Chairman.
I don't have any, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jacob Qualls.
Hello, I'm Jacob Qualls, 305 North 3rd Street in Parma. However, I live in Payette, and I have experience in New Meadows and Star and Notice and all throughout Idaho. I've been hearing a lot of stuff. Area of impact is a planning tool. It's a document for a planning tool. I don't like the law. I don't like how they did it. However, by removing the area of impact even tiny bits or shrinking it down to the city limits, it removes all planning for any kind of growth in the future. I had this happen in New Meadows. We wanted a five-mile area of impact at one point, and we were shrunk down to about a half a mile. What that allowed was urban sprawl. If you drive Highway 95, you see all of these industrial-type buildings out in the beautiful valley, and all these mini ranches everywhere that the county approved, which is their duty. But you saw heritage ranches, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 acres being divided. And that's not what the area of impact is for. It's supposed to be bringing people together. And I just want to make sure that you guys remember that. It's also for the citizens that live inside those cities so that they're not having to foot the bill when rancher says, well, I want to sell my land and I'm going to turn around and put 50 homes there. Yeah, so that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Questions, comments?
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
That's all. All right. Is there anyone in the room who came in who wants to speak who didn't get sworn in? Would you like to speak?
I wanted to speak on behalf of Notice. Did I miss that
part? No, Notice we haven't got to yet. There's plenty of time, unfortunately. Okay. All right. So the answer is no to that. So, Kate, you want to do a rebuttal?
Mic on?
Mic on. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, I want to reiterate what the last person commented on. Shrinking the area of impact boundary down to the city limits allows us nowhere to plan. We've already planned for the city limits. It's already developed out. We have water, sewer, transportation infrastructure there. As I stated before, Wilder is just starting to see development in the last couple of years, and so trying to have more studies, trying to assess revenue, all of those things are somewhat new to Wilder, and by shrinking the area of impact down to city limits, that basically makes planning for the city non-existent. Like I said, Wilder is seeing some growth. It does make sense to have some area of impact buffer around city limits. And at the very least, I would think at least one or two parcels contiguous to the city limits, particularly in the areas where we can service it with water sewer service. With that said, I mean, City of Wilder is certainly willing to relook at the boundary and sharpen our pencil on it, and we appreciate people commenting on it.
Okay. All right.
That's all I have to offer.
Comments or questions?
I don't think so, Chairman. I appreciate Kate being here. I know she's worked with some of the smaller cities as a former employee of Canyon County, trying to help them. There was testimony earlier about sometimes smaller cities cannot afford someone that's qualified in planning to assist. So thank you for your willingness to do that for smaller areas in Canyon County.
All right. Thanks, Kate. All right. Does DSD staff have any closing comments?
I just want to clarify the planning process real quick. Sorry. So the statute doesn't limit the city from creating a comprehensive plan. So they can still do their 20-year plan, project where they want to grow within that plan for the city and how they want to do that. The area city impact is how the county and city are going to talk to each other within a certain boundary and how to either discuss that growth with each other. So it doesn't, the statute doesn't limit the city from growing larger. It just wouldn't be area city impact unless they come before you and agree to what that distance is. But the comp plan, they could approve a comp plan that goes way beyond that area city impact.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we close public testimony.
I will second.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. I would say that let's look at continuing this.
I am in support of that, Chairman.
All right. And what do we have open? All right. On the 30th? The 29th. All right. I would make a motion that we continue this to this hearing to the 29th at 2:30 in this room.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, so that will conclude this hearing. Let's take a five-minute break, and we'll start back in. So we are adjourned or recessed at this point. Thank you.